his final game of the season.
He has back spasms, and we'll see how he feels. It's just a matter of him clearing up with the pain there, and then he'll be ready to go. Fletcher Cox is out, and Michael Kendricks is out. They're both at phase two right now, improving, getting ready to go into phase three. Macklin practiced today full, did a good job. He looks like he's ready to go. Look forward to the challenge of playing the New York Giants, NFC East rival, and it should be great conditions up there, and as it always is in the Meadowlands. And the guys have had a good week of practice. We look forward to going up and playing a good football team. Time's yours.
Andy, obviously the players are disappointed with the way things have gone this year, but do you sense they're up for this game, motivated for this game?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. I mean, that's how they've been throughout the season. I mean, they've been ready to go and play. It just hasn't turned out the way we want it. But one thing you don't have to worry about the NFC East games, are, you know, guys get fired up for those. So.
You mentioned on Sunday in your post-game report, at what point did you find out?
I learned about it after the game. Yeah, that's when I had heard about it. So, that's when the symptoms showed up.
Andy, the quarterback situation, nobody knows it like you do. Does Michael Vick deserve a chance to come back here next year and compete for the starting job?
Well, that I told you yesterday or day before yesterday. I'm not even at that point right now. So we'll cover all that once we get back. The main thing is that we're all getting ready for this game and getting ourselves ready to play. So that's the important thing.
How's Mike looked at practice this week?
He's done a nice job. Yeah, he's spending it pretty good and handling the offense well, managing it well. So. Look forward to getting him out there.
Do you see any difference in his personality and Nick's personality when they're each running the show?
Well, they're two different guys. Nobody has the same personality. Everybody puts their own personality into the offense, and so two different guys. But he's handled it well. He's done well with it.
You said Jordan's going to be the Will with Kendricks out. Will he be on the nickel, or is that more Cheney with D'Amico?
Yeah, we'll see how all that. We've got a couple different combinations there, So we'll just see how it works out.
Mike, you played just some guys who you haven't played as much, just to get them in there, get some experience in the last game.
Well, just about everybody's playing right now, so they'll be.
I mean, outside of special teams.
We're going to stick with the guys that they've been doing. So.
Andy, has Jeffrey talked to you all this week about what his intentions are with the coaching situation after the season?
No, we haven't talked. No. Mm-hmm.
Shady in particular has had some big games against the Giants. What do you think, do you attribute guys get up for certain teams, the NFC East, as you mentioned earlier, do you think that's...
Listen, he's excited to play every game, so that's one thing you never have to worry about with him. But I know he's had, I understand the question, but he doesn't get any more up for the Giants than he does another team. That's just how it's worked out.
You mentioned before about Michael during this span, not only with the concussion, but when you went with Nick, how did he, was he professional about it? I mean, were you impressed with how he handled the whole situation?
He's been tremendous through the whole thing. I know how competitive he is, and I know how much he wants to play and do that, and he's handled himself right, he's handled Nick right, and that's important. I mean, you don't see that very often, and he was able to manage that the right way. Yeah.
And what about his four, I mean, he's had four seasons here now with you. I mean, you brought him here. A lot of people are going to tie you two together because of that. Was Michael, I mean, did everything turn out the way you kind of thought it would when you originally signed him? I mean, you probably couldn't have foreseen what happened in 2010, but looking back upon it now.
Well, I'm just happy for him that besides the football part, his life is in order, and he's living the way he wants it to live, and it's a positive. So that part, that's the most important thing, and he's handling that well right now. The football part, both of us would have loved to have won more games this year and last year, but that's the most important thing though right now for him is that. And when you asked me the question about when he came here, he's just getting his life back in order, and he's done that.
Hey, Andy, I'm curious. You've been through a lot this year on the field. Have you decided that do you know right now whether you definitely want to coach next year or not?
Well, I don't know what I'd do without the media. So I want to coach. I mean, that's what I want to do.
You always kind of self evaluate itself down the offseason? I mean, is it
that just won't
look
change.
Back on this and think that I
can... That won't change. I'll go back and I'll make sure I look at all that. And but I'm excited about getting ready for these New York Giants. So that's where I'm at right now.
But right now where it stands, you do want to coach next year.
I do want to coach. Okay. All right. All right, guys.
Thank you.